So this is the last full day, Yom Acharon Hamale של הרטריט, של תרגול. אפשר להגיד גם זה היום הראשון של the rest of your life. That's an old hippie phrase we used to say from the 60s, I remember. But זה כן היום שאפשר להיות קצת ביותר כיוון קיומי, איך אני עם החיים, קצת reflective, experiencing, ופחות שיש תרגול. המילה תרגול זה גם, it's problematic. It's good, but it's not good. מיוחד בסוף רטריט. אז it's more like הפירות של התרגול, בלי לבקש את הפירות, אבל לשים לב שיש פירות. אז אתם כן אחרים מהיום הראשון. לא צריך איזה השוואות ומדידות וזה, זה גם לא רלוונטי בכלל. But פחות פורמליות, פחות מדויק על מה אני צריך לתרגל. קצת יותר כזה relaxed and open. So you need to open the practice a bit today, okay? And relax around what's right for me. It doesn't work like that. So הרבה אפשור, allowing things, מה שמופיע, זה כבר בתוך התרגול אתמול. מה שבא, ברוך הבא. It's fundamental, actually, in the practice, in life. So it goes deeper, ha-ifshur, because it's instead of kol ha-gvulot, we call ha התנגדויות וכל הבחירות, זה כן, זה לא, זה כן, זה לא. So it's a day when we can a little bit open and allow things to appear and this sense of it's okay to be alive right now. It's so important. Okay, it's just fundamental. It's okay to be alive. There's something there which is kind of, we keep missing it because we keep looking for the problems. And it's right, because we need to do something about the problems. We need to meet the problems. But still, a lot of what's happening, this retreat is saying there's a ground of being. And I'm settled in that place. So today, Ninochut, because appreciation, haracha, and indeed equanimity. It's important. So equanimity today is the practice. If there is a practice, and equanimity doesn't mean she'ein lanu gvulot, but it means that we will see the gvulot and be aware of them. And be okay with them too, because then that they move and zaz. The dogma, no idea. Ochel temidai or pachot midai or ma'ani tzirich kama menucha v'sheina or agvulot. Achshav ani lo ritzel l'shevet ba'ulam. זה בסדר, זה סוג של גבולות או משהו, זה אני לא הולך לשם בראש שלי. תודה להתראות. I'm not see. זה סוג של כיוון או של מחשבה, okay. זה בסדר להגיד תודה לא. That's גבולות and we still need them. It artificially, we shouldn't try and cancel all the גבולות. but we move them. And that everything we're doing is moving the gvulot. Lo lakachotam ka mashu kamo mutzak mitai. And at the same time, developing equanimity, meaning feeling held, feeling steady, step by step, feeling belonging to each other, to the sky, to the earth, feeling that I have my place in this world. We need patience, savlanut. It's part of the story. Practice is a lot about savlanut. Things don't happen instantly. Pasograim sipur katan. Legal mishu amar li hayom sheha humor sheli chelek mia kolatmuna. As Ken Ani would say, Haiti ba Anglia ba Oxford ba kol ha WhatsAppim omrim she lo yeh li tisa ve ani lo yichol liot ba retreat hazeh biglal la tisa mubutal ve en tisot ve en dit ve ve i efshar tzrich lechakot shavua ad tisa chilutz ve dvarim keele. Aval, a Buddhistim lo shomrim el kol hachukim. Az ani chashavti ani lo se, v'gam kibalti mi el al kol yom shnei hodaot b'boker v'ba'erev v'kol echad mevatel et acher mi'hodaa shel ha. של הבוקר. הערב אומר משהו אחר, אבל לא אומר שהבוקר זה לא רלוונטי יותר. אז איזה אותו? אני הגשתי, okay, what's needed is the paramis. Paramis are the qualities of being in life, including equanimity. But the one I chose was patience. Savlanut, אני אמרתי, אוקיי, אני אתקשה, אלא לא אומר, אין אף אחד במשרדים, אי אפשר למצוא מישהו, אני אמרתי, אוקיי, רגע, אני רוצה לתל, אני אתקשה למשרד של אלאל באנגליה. אז אני התקשרתי, and there was this stupid song. אז זה דורש patience. הטלפון על ידי, טלפון היה על ידי עם הסטופיד סונג of אל אל, 3 שעות. אני בדקתי את השעון, 3 שעות עם הטלפון על ידי סינגינג. אחרי 3 שעות, אקשי בסוף היה מישהי מאוד נחמדה, והיא אמרה לי, כן, בוודאי, מחר בבוקר תהיה, you know, תלך לשדה תעופה, אין בעיה. So the parami of patience, it works. So אני רוצה להגיד כמה משפטים של equanimity, shel yitzivut, shivyon nefesh, v'hishtavut nefesh. Ze lo shivyon nefesh, ze lo kol kach nachon. To give you a sense of it, you don't need to use them in an intensive way, but it's always good, ha-mishpatim him. Sometimes ani margish shehem ki'ilu, how to put it, they take residence in the mind. They come all squatting. You know the word squatting? How would you say in Hebrew? Squatting, okay. They just move into the empty house and say, I'm okay, zero, I'm installed. They're like, it's a It's an older, also Mahayana image. They move into the house, this phrase is Hamishpatim, and live there a bit, but they push out the previous residents of the house, which can be more problematic. So the phrase is they have that function. They kick out the earlier residents, so that's why we use them sometimes, to really take space in the mind and change the way the consciousness of mind heart is. So we can feel that sometimes when we feel balagan. Use the phrases gam achshav, gam hayom, gam b'chaim shalanu. Aval lo tzirich kol hazman, kol ha, you know, use them intensively, but they can be valuable because they're strong. So I want to say some of the phrases in English and in Hebrew. And so in English, may I accept things as they are. She'akabelet ma'ashe mufia b'kalut v'yitzivut. She'evgosh et ma'ashe mufia l'lo ha'adafa. May I be not disturbed by the coming and going of events. Mi ten velo yeh mutrad mutredet mi ha'iruim haba'im v'cholfim. It's very basic to Dharma, but very, very important. Shelibi v'todati yeh p'tuchim l'kol echad v'echad v'l'kol dabar. Az lo adishut. זה במקום אדישות, להיות פתוחים, בלי הדחף להגיב, להרגיש, קשה לי, לא קשה לי, זה ככה, I want things to be different, just limiting that voice in us. And here is one that's a little bit to do with karma, but I won't talk about karma now. Ha'osha v'hasevel sheli tuluim b'tanaim v'ech ani magiv u'migva aleim v'lo b'tikva sheli l'atzmi or l'acherim. My happiness or suffering depends on conditions and how I am with them and not on what I wish for myself or others. So there are some examples, kama dugmaot. Give you as you can use them. I will put them on the board. They'll hem you shamba baluach, and you can use them if whatever you want. And maybe just simply this sense of may I not be disturbed by the coming and going of events of things. Shemofia. Again, Bali Adishut. It's not about Adishut. It's about steadiness. Yoshvim Kamo. Yesh Arbe Arbe Dumo Chel Pilim Bamasorit. The Pil. Big feet, big body, a wise mind. אז בוודאי יהיה מחשבות על מחר, על מה יהיה, על החיים אחרי ריטריט, וזה דוגמה טובה כמתנות של בצד אחד אי שקט או פחדים קטנים, דאגה, הם מתנות שלנו, הם חומר גלם, הם חומר לעבודה שלנו. So see them not as oi, 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 but Okay, here's an example, but it's dukkha katan, because in mikro dukkha, a mikro dukkha is a blessing. It's where it gives us chomel avoda. So, v'vaday hamachshavot ke'ele, as regard them as the voices that help us to practice. And as I say, hayom gam aperot. So just ease, arbe ninochut, arbe rak being, arbe lizko, kama ze tov lihiot chai. Bli sham o sham o sham o atid o avar, just nothing. I'm here. So just kind of encouragement for that. I think that's it for the. So let's take some time to practice together. I'd be happy to add a few words that I didn't say earlier about how the work, the Avodah im ha Brahma Viharas, ha Lev, or Ved im ha Samadhi, im ha Avodah im ha Vipassana, shall I get begot? They go together. It's fitting for us as householders, people living in the world, not monks, and a short retreat, that we need both the tools of awareness and tools of heartfulness. We need them both. If you're in a monastery, maybe you would spend 1 year on samadhi and, you know, 3 months on metta. But that's not happening here. So we need the two work together, the heart and mind. We need to kind of... So today, I think it's a good time to actually see the integration of our practice. Ech shneim uvdim biyachad. I'll give you an example, a few examples of work. We go outside and we see insects or the cats. Our power to notice them. How are they? Okay. What's going on? The power to notice is the mind, the samadhi, the awareness, to look inside things. Lirotita betoch kol davar. And then how they touch us. And our kindness that we can actively, intentionally give. They go together. If there's kindness without seeing, it's like it's just kind of cloudy kindness, because they're como anan shel tzeva varod. And the seeing, just the seeing without the heart, becomes como mabada, liot scientist. The two together empower each other. Today, in the day, watch that happening. We see something. Because we see it, our heart can be engaged with it. Think of the body. We have a problem in the body, a pain. I don't know if there's still the hindrances are there, but tiredness or a pain in the body. So the way the two work together, firstly, we know and we listen and we give it space, this pain. We listen to what it's saying. We give it its voice. It's like our child telling us something. Okay, I'm here for you. I listen. I watch it. Watch the pain, how it moves, where it goes, what we do with it. Hashlachot. Where it comes, how it comes, how it disappears, how it's not there at times, and how it is there at times, and how there's places without pain and places with, you know, the whole opening, the whole field of this experience with interest and intimacy and listening. And at the same time, the heart goes to that place and says, Chibuk gadol. I'm with you. Even in the listening, it's already there, but we can be active with. And the equanimity is about not, and here's something, adin, zelo kabbalah. Here it's written, mishpate opeka, kabbalah amuka, or radical acceptance, as in the words of Tara Brach. Radical acceptance is not ani chayav lekabel et hakol, because well, I eat tzedek v'koshi v'chayim. No, it's not that. Muchan lifgosh, ma'afsher, our ability to meet things, even if they're difficult for us, that is the Kabbalah we're talking about. It's a sense of being ready to meet, a power to meet even difficult things, even uncomfortable things, even like I say. So when we see a pain in the body, our power and readiness to meet it is already Kabbalah radically. So it's just an example of how the two work together. And today, really explore the integration. Allow them both to be there. You see, like I say, animal, you see a tree, you see the body, you see the food for lunch, you see yourself, you watch your feet walking, you feel the earth, all of that, let it touch, chitta, the whole mind-heart.